We run a full court press when it comes to these trending topics. Keep it short like Chris Paul and CB, get it poppin'. Common sense ain't common and neither is our opinions. Take a listen to our views to see if you vibe with them. Fresh up on the scene, we're your newest critics. Anything can happen, there's nothing that's off limits. Find out what the hottest tea is today. It's a social smackdown with Yay and Nay.
Yo, what's up?
It's Yay
and Nay.
This is the Social Smackdown.
Pew, 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 pew.
Bruh. I know y'all probably missed us. I hope y'all missed us. We haven't.
I missed us.
In like almost. We haven't made an episode in like almost 2 months, bro. Like,
really? That's crazy. It's been that long?
We have since July 6th. Next week could be like 2 months.
Wow. I'm sorry, y'all. Dang.
Man.
So, it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you.
Why haven't we filmed or recorded, I should say?
I've been at church, bro. We got our conference this week. So, like, all my time been consumed being at that church, getting ready. And then, I don't know, man. It's been hectic.
If y'all free, go to her little conference this weekend. Ambassadors for Christ, right?
Yeah, don't Holiness Temple. Holiness Temple, that's important because everybody be going to the wrong one. It's on 10530 Plymouth Road between Wyoming and Myers in Detroit, Michigan.
If y'all not doing nothing, go out and support.
It's gonna be lit.
This whole weekend. Really, I just been busy too. Like, for a minute, I was working multiple jobs, and I've been like very active in my church too. Y'all know how daddy is, life. So that's why we haven't been on here. Or like our schedules did not line. Like when I was free, she wasn't free. It just is bad.
Yeah. We had our topics though. Like it's not like we had no content together. Like we had it together like, you know, a while ago. So
we got a lot for y'all tonight and then in the future. We got literally like 3 podcasts already planned out low key.
I feel like we should just go ahead and do them back to back to back and just post them.
Back to back.
Not like post them back to back, but you know, just have them queued up or something. I don't know.
So I won't be 2 months again.
Right.
It's about to be rough on September here, anyways, but let's go into it. So Nikki taking L's at the L's, apparently. Like, first, I think it was today, or might have been yesterday, when she like canceled her tour because she had low ticket sales. She blamed on her health, said she wasn't feeling that good and all that. And she's, like, at a low point in her life, all that. But they said because low ticket sales, which is, I mean, A. She called out Travis Scott, saying he used Stormy to promote Astroworld after it passed Queen on the charts. Cause apparently,
I didn't see none of that, though.
Bro, like, I've been peeping little stuff, but, like, I did my research not too long ago today, and I was just like, what? And, like, I see her throwing shots to Travis. I think I actually got the tweet up. Let me see if I can pull it up. But I'm like,
how you blame a baby? Like,
exactly. I'm like, you mad? Like, you beeping with Stormy? Like,
hold on. Like, you what? Mad? You big mad? I can't argue with you. No.
She was like, I put my blood, sweat, and tears in writing a dope album only for Travis Scott to have Kylie Jenner post a tour pass telling people to come see her and Stormy. LOL. I'm actually laughing. Queen broke the record of being number one in 86 countries. Thanks, Jesus, and thank you to my fans. Like, girl. And like,
I don't have nothing to do with it.
Me, personally, I didn't listen to either one of the albums. Like, I'm not a Nicki fan, so I'm not about to, like, listen to Queen. Like, I just don't. I'm good on that. And then, like, I never really listened to Travis Scott, so I'm not about to jump on the bandwagon now. But I have heard, like, songs from each album.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, like, one of her songs, she called out Meek, saying he still wanted her, and, like, he still be hitting her up. I'm like, I know you're saying that, because that was all over, like, social media and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's petty. Like, girl.
Nobody didn't talk about it. Was a joke, like everything was jokes. So I'm like, okay, but you still put it out there and you knew it would get some publicity. And it's just like, and now that you know the album sales and all of that's not working in your favor, now you want to fully say it was a joke. But if everything went according to plan, you would have been like, ah, you know. So, nah. She just needs to admit that she's out of her prime. Like, her prime was back in, like, you know, 2012, 15 range, kind of, you know. That was it. But now it's just like, you know, let somebody else get the spotlight, because you, like, real mediocre right now. Like, I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
She even was calling out Safari, like, talking about how he was, he basically, like, was using her credit card to pay for sex and prostitutes and all of that.
And then, like, brought up his hairline. Like, that was foul. I don't, that's the sensitive, you know how sensitive hair is for men. Like, you don't do that.
I feel like that's, like, super corny, in my opinion. Like, I don't want to see myself going back and forth with somebody I dealt with. Especially when you was with him for 12 years. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have some type. I feel like it's just childish. Like, she's too old to be acting like that. Like, why bitter. Do you care? Like, move on, bro. Level up. Get on your Sierra stuff. Like, why are you, like, that's, like, L's after L's after L's. Nikki, sit down. Let it go.
Be humble.
Man. Okay. I'm gonna finally answer this question. I think I mentioned this, like, somebody asked this, like, a while ago. When we first started a podcast, our pilot episode, we stated we didn't believe in non-marital relationships, and we said they were, quote-unquote, pointless. So now, here we are, end of the summer, approximately 3.5 months later. Do we still believe non-marital relationships are pointless? I'm gonna let you lead with this one.
I would say, being in a relationship right now, yes. I'm not saying that I don't value my relationship or that I'm not learning or anything, but I think we did mention that it was, like, outside of, you know, growth or, you know, just experience, you know, it's really no point. And so if that's what I said, then I hope I'm still, you know, not contradicting myself or anything. But as far as just, like, overall, yes, it's pointless, because, like, what are you really gaining? If we end up not getting married, then, like, it's just gonna be like, what was the point? So that's why I say it's pointless, because it's just like, where were we headed? I'm not saying that marriage is, like, you know, the only goal, because it's not, you know, that's not the ultimate goal for me in life. So it's like, whether I get married or not, ever. But I still stand on, you know, it's pointless. You're single until marriage. Just ask your tax forms, you know. Then don't none of it say boyfriend, girlfriend. Say, are you married, single, or divorced? Those are your options. So, ain't no in relationship. It's complicated. We talking. Ain't none of that. That's my boo. Like, we just goody buddies. Like, it ain't none of that. So, I mean, it's like, I guess it really just depends. Because, like, you can invest so much of yourself, mm-hmm. and it just, like, it end up turning out for the worst, and then it's just like, okay, now you don't have no return on that investment, right. And it's just like, you stuck. So, yes.
Like I said, like you said, I feel like it really does depend, like, what angle you're looking at it from. As far as, like, growth, like, relationships are good for growth. Like, you find out who you are, what you like, what you don't like, and all of that. Like, me personally, I feel like this summer taught me a whole lot. Like, a whole lot. Girl, too, JK, y'all, JK. No, when I entered this summer, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was on the mindset, like, I'm gonna do me, I'm gonna have fun. You know, this summer gonna be what it's gonna be. And this was a very wild summer, to say the least.
Like, wow.
13 reasons why, right? But, why did I do that? Why did I do that? What about that one? So, okay. But I can honestly say, like, I grew this summer as a person. Like, my mindset at the beginning of the summer, I feel like it's slightly different now as far as, like, relationships. Really, everything. Like, I actually want a boyfriend. Just because, like, last I want my purpose partner, though. Like, I want my boyfriend to be my husband. Like, and I feel like that's the whole point of it. Like, that's what I'm looking at it from. Not just people having a title just to have a title. If you have a title just to have a title, then yes, it's pointless. That's stupid. But, like, in our cases, if you're, like, with somebody, built with somebody, or, like, to grow yourself, then it's not pointless. That's when the relationship is, like, beneficial. Like,
yeah. But even still... Oh, go ahead.
I'm ready to grow. So I'm ready to build. I'm waiting for that. Like, I didn't think I was until this summer. I'm just like, yeah. So, like, then at that aspect, it's not pointless. It's pointed. I don't know.
I mean, like, but even, like, well, not but also with that being said, it's not like those things aren't possible, you know, without somebody. So that's why we say it's pointless, because you can grow and learn yourself on your own, and it's actually better to maximize your singleness, because then you truly, you know, it's like dating yourself. And then, you know, if you believe in God and everything, you know, you date God, you spend time with God. And I think I mentioned it before, you know, in the scriptures of how it says, you know, the first commandment, you should... love God, and then, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it's like, those are your steps: love God, love yourself, love others. So it's just like, you know, I mean, it's possible being single. So it's just like, you don't need somebody. It's just, you know, it's cool to have somebody.
Right. I wholeheartedly agree. Like, yeah, I kind of lost my train of thought. But
don't bash me on my scripture reference. I'm a little hunger deprived. What is it? No, food deprived. That's what it is. My brain not operating properly.
It'd be like that. But like she said, like, you, it is possible to grow by yourself. I feel like you shouldn't be in a rush to be in a relationship. Like, if it happens, it happens. I feel like when you really start focusing on yourself, anyways, like, I'm not trying to be with nobody. That's when they come.
So, like, yes, oh my gosh, you'd be like, bro, I was good chilling.
Exactly. If that's what you're really longing for, focus on yourself, and it will come in due time. And the moment you stop focusing on the relationship, you stop idolizing the relationship, if you're like a spiritual person like us, put God first and watch what happens. Yep. That's really it. Like, stop idolizing relationship, because at that point, you're making that relationship with God. And if you make anything a God, you ain't gonna get it. If you do get it, it's gonna be what's the word I'm looking for? A counterfeit. And dang what you want. So, y'all getting too
preach.
Deep,
you know, let's make it a little less complicated. A little bit more simple. Speaking of partners, no. I don't know. It's just like, you learn different things, you know, when you're involved with somebody. Like, I really learned a lot about, like, my thought process. Like, I already knew I am a deep overthinker. Like, I overthink so much. And I found myself getting upset at my dude, because, like, he would tell me certain things, like, about, like, you know, about, like, his attraction to me and everything. But then, you know, I'd be sitting next to him, and he's on IG, and I see, like, you know, his feed and these females that's on his, well, these women, I'm not going to say females because I don't want to sound like I'm demeaning them. These women on his feed. And I'm just like,
the word, preach the word. I feel this one.
I'd be like, so why are you following all these big booty girls? You know, I barely have any booty. Or, you know, she looked like this and da 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 da. And I'm like, you liking all these pictures? Or, he got mad because I had called him out about some pictures a while ago. I was like, you was under her pictures and da 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 da. He was like, no, I wasn't. And I was like, I have receipts. And so, just going on, I was just like, why do you like, you know, these pictures, but then tell me that you like me, how I am, and for who I am, and all of that? I'm like, it's kind of unbelievable. And he just like, I don't know. I just like the picture. Like, it was not a big deal. And I'm like, I get that it's social media, that's what you do. But I'm like, none of these women look like me. And so I'm like, maybe this is just my insecurity speaking or whatever. But I'm like, I am confusion. And so then I got to overthinking about it. And It's like, you know, I normally go for, you know, dudes with some meat on their bones, you know. Mm-hmm. I love a pretty smile and eyes, you know, nice eyes and all of that. But I found myself liking some dude's picture, you know, he chiseled abs and tall mm-hmm. and dark skin and all that. And more than likely in real life, I wouldn't date somebody like that. Right. And so I was just like, okay, I liked his picture or I find him attractive, but like, you know, that doesn't affect how I feel towards, you know, the guys that I typically go for or the guy that I'm talking, well, not talking to or in a relationship right now. And so then I was like, oh, I get it. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, dudes are really that basic. Like, mm-hmm. it's literally cut and dry for them. And I think that we as women overcomplicate things by trying to understand them on a level that's not even existent. Like, right. they be like, I'm not even thinking that deeply about it. Like, and so it was just like that one moment I was just like, okay, I guess it's that simple. It's still kind of because I'm just like, you know, women are emotional. Mm-hmm. And so I'm still like trying to attach some type of emotional value to it, but it's like there is none. And I was right. just like, bro, I cannot. This is too much. And I was just like, how do y'all do this? So it's just like, I don't know. That's been like a huge thing back and forth with him and I. Where it'll just be like, he'd be like, it's not that deep. And I'm just like, but you don't understand. Mm-hmm. He was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. But yeah, I was just like a partial discovery, I think. I came to the realization of.
When you put that in perspective, that's definitely very true. Because I'm not even myself, like, I feel like it's kind of a habitual for me to like a picture and like, not even notice I liked it. But like, I would like a picture and like, not think about it again type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I yeah. like the post I like, I'd be like, oh, wait, when did I like that?
Right, like, when I like this.
It'd be a whole bunch of dudes. I'm looking like, I like all these dudes pictures. And it would be like that. It'd be like, dang, like, I feel like it just, you know, I feel like your eyes be like, what's what I'm looking for? Like, you be like, you like what you see, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like, it's not like nothing that you think about again. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I can't.
It do, but it's like.
Kind of like if you see like a cute dude in the mall, you're like, oh, he cute. You're going to acknowledge he cute. And I feel like right. that acknowledgement of he cute is like, it's equivalent to a like. You know what I'm saying? Like, do that make mm-hmm. sense? Like,
yeah.
If on social media, I would have like double tapped it. Like, that's really what it is. I wouldn't think about it again unless he was like. You know, because it has been something. They just be fine. You'd be thinking about them all day. But that really happened. That happened like once a year, if that. Unlucky me. It's like, let me stop. But.
You wild. This summer has changed you. Who are you?
But like I said, I feel like we actually do overthink stuff a lot. And like. We be making ourselves mad. We put ourselves in our feelings. Like,
a lot for of times, sure we do.
A lot of times it be real innocent. And, like, Eva, I think I was telling you this. And I feel like I lose interest so fast. Like, I can lock the dude or whatever. Then I would go to, like, my, what's it called? My Square page. And I see all these, like, Instagram models. And I see his name under the likes. I'm like, oh. But I don't look like that. So,
right.
Why are you entertaining me? Why? And I get turned off. I'm like, well, okay. Well, if that's what you want, then I'm not what you want. And, so I say, we just overthinking. He probably just like, what are you talking about? Like, I was captivated for the 2 seconds, but I'm talking to you all day. What'd that tell you?
It's just weird. It's just like when we was talking about, like, how dudes just do stuff because it's there. Like,
right.
you know, it's just like, I don't really care. I mean, it was just there. Like, I don't know. Like,
right.
Like,
exactly.
I need a purpose behind this. Like, it ain't that deep, shorty. Stop tweaking. It's like, I can't because I'm so purpose-driven.
And I feel like another part of that is just, like, the society we live in. We have, like, a tendency to kind of compare ourselves to other people, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got these females who seemingly so perfect, and then you your man be liking them, and you just, like, you know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's like, not me. Like, exactly. Where do I stand?
And I feel like that has a lot to do with society and the standards they place on women. Like, if you don't look like this or you look like that, then you ain't all of that. Like... And that's kind of crazy. And like, I was watching this like Instagram live video. It's kind of like these college students, they do it like every week or whatever, and they go to my school. And they a good point they had made was like how dudes like they be loving the females who be looking, you know, like real pretty. but they don't be having nothing on the inside. And I just was like, you know, that's a word too, because that's real. Like, y'all favorites be
shallow.
They be lacking, man. It's exactly shallow. And then y'all get with them and y'all be mad. But that's why we can't even compare
ourselves. Or like even they're so used to that. They so used to that, and then when they get with somebody with some stuff, they don't know how to handle it.
Exactly.
Just like, then they just go back to what's easy.
Exactly. And I feel like that's the crazy part of how we, 9 times out of 10, we comparing ourselves to women who, like,
where we don't compare.
Exactly. Who on another level than us. Who we're on another level than, I should say. Like, they might look, they might can take a cute Instagram picture, but try to have a conversation with her. How'd that go come out?
Can she cook more meals than chicken Alfredo and nacho?
If she put a seasoning on her egg.
Look, we're not going there. That is foul. Seasoning salt on eggs, like,
scramble
no.
eggs, bro. Scramble eggs like your breakfast eggs. Where do you
do that? I can't wrap my head around that. I'm trying to, like, you know how you can sometimes visualize it on your taste buds or something. I don't even know how you. It's like my brain is like, no.
Like I said, sis was like, if I can put it on chicken, I can put it on eggs. Same
animal.
Like,
no, I
can't
no.
imagine seasons on eggs, bro. You know, seasons got that deep, little distinguished taste. Like, it's not salt. That's just like it's
seasoned.
Exactly. It kind of remind me of, you know, like the ramen noodle, the chicken seasoning. Imagine putting it on eggs, bro. That's trifling.
No, nah.
That's like putting some eggs in your ramen noodles, your chicken ramen noodles. That's what I say.
Not unless it was like actually ramen noodles, like, you know, what is it called? Genuine. That's not the word, but whatever it is, like, if you actually went to Japan, and you know, you went there and they're making it, because they do use, but they use boiled eggs, they don't use scrambled eggs.
So either way, it's an L.
But when you brought up the ramen noodles, that's like putting the seasoning packet on some actual chicken.
Bruh.
Tell y'all, though, mix some chicken and beef seasoning. I used to do that all the time when I was little. Get you 2 packs of ramen noodles. If you mix that chicken and beef, oh my goodness, slap mode. I used to be experimenting all the time. Like, slap.
Man, I don't be eating noodles like that. If I did, I'd be like, I haven't had no ramen in like so long.
I like the cup noodles better.
Yeah, same.
And I still add like some pepper in there sometimes. My mom would be like, it comes with seasoning. I'm like, so? I want to feel like I did a little something. You know? Yeah. Add some little seasoning salt in there. And that's where seasoning salt goes. Little garlic powder, you know?
You put a little too much. I leave my water in there. I like the water. I like the broth of it. Yeah. Like, if I leave too much water, that's why I put a little seasoning. So I'm like, this is a little too much water. We need some more seasoning on that, boy. Throw some seasoning, some Lori's on there. You good.
But, you know what? How are we best friends this long and I didn't know you liked the broth in your ramen? Like, that just made me so happy, because everybody
be like,
I'm like, you need that while you eating it, at least. Dang. Like, you don't have to drink it afterwards. Like, just no. I don't like dry noodles. Like,
I don't either. Just, you leaving boys out for 2 minutes, they hard. You might as well throw the whole bottle away. Like,
that's, oh my goodness.
No.
Okay, what we should ask, though, is how would y'all feel if we started, like, a little cooking channel? Well, not cooking channel, but, like, you know, we do, like, a little YouTube segment where we do, like, some little recipes or something. Ooh, I don't know. Get up in the kitchen with Yay and Nay. Chef.
Bro, not for real. Like, hit us up and tell us what y'all think about that. Because we talked about this earlier, like, we want to do cooking videos. Just start. We got other stuff in store, too. We ain't going to tell y'all all that. We going to drop all
right, we probably going to have we got so many ideas of stuff we can do. Like, we just, it's a matter of just doing it, really.
Yeah. So, just let us know what y'all think. If you got my contact information, hit me up. You got Nate's hair up.
They don't got if mine. Not, they don't ever hit me up.
If not, listen to one of our other podcasts. We say it. I ain't why I say it again. It's like,
they don't ever hit me up. I ain't saying nothing.
Bro, for real. Like, I ain't about to waste my breath.
Go back.
Forget you. I'm kidding. I love y'all. Our supporters, you know.
Oh, we ain't even do shit. She got game segment. The only thing I got to say is the Lions, we 0-2 right now, so I'm talking about all sports.
It's preseason.
It's preseason. Our starters ain't getting no clock. That's what it is.
You know what I am excited about? You know that Vine where it was like the band was practicing and he was like, Patricia! Together, sweetie, we have a game tomorrow. I'm like just so ready for the Lions game so I can yell at Matt Patricia when he messed up. I'd be like, Patricia! Get it together! We have a game to win.
I'm excited for football season. Same. Like I said, and then ain't nothing really popping in the NBA. Nothing that I really care to talk about. Like, I'm salty about all sports right now. until the regular season starts. But it's cool. We're not going to lose consecutive games in the regular season, period. Mark my words. If we do, then y'all going to hear my rap. All right.
Only that's when it ain't going to be no podcast recorded. I'll be like, I don't even want to talk.
For real.
Like, we just start the podcast, it just be quiet.
Going through bereavement right now.
Like, don't talk to me, bro.
God, y'all, my spirit, dude.
We got it next time.
We gonna be on the podcast. Dry. We did record. Like, what's up? It's Jay.
Yeah, you know.
Bad, bro. Bad at everybody. Y'all don't want that. Yeah. But we talked about everything we have for this podcast. Feel free to continue to send us your requests. Anybody want to be a guest, hit us up. Like I said, please let us know about the cooking with Yay and Nay, or Nay and Yay, whatever.
Send a recipe or two.
Yeah, send a recipe or two. Let us know what's good. What's really good. And we ain't going to make no basic chicken Alfredo or nothing.
Right.
Some real foreign, all types of stuff. American, Chinese.
Italian.
Got it.
I've been cooking since I was 3. I've been Chef Nate with a pot. Huh? Yeah. You said can't relate.
I know what it still was at 3, so you know.
Hecky nah.
I probably would have put some seasons out of my eggs at 3.
That's not. Goodbye.
I am triggered.
Bye.
We out. Get the lorries away from the edge.
Peace. I ain't saying nothing else.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.